Support for this KQED podcast comes from Walmart Labs, based in Silicon Valley. Powered by its own open source technology, Walmart Labs engineers code in an agile DevOps environment. Learn more about engineering and big data positions at walmartlabs.com.
Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Queen Akim, I'm Julie Small. 5,000 California high school students will get to graduate after all, despite not passing the state's exit exam. Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill exempting them from taking the test in order to receive a diploma as long as they meet the other requirements. The students have been in limbo since summer when education officials canceled a scheduled exam. Los Angeles is making a bid to host the Olympic Summer Games in 2024. City officials there told the U.S. Olympic Committee that Governor Jerry Brown would support the state providing a financial backstop to cover any cost overruns. But as KPCC reporter Ben Bergman tells us, it's not clear if Brown actually made such a statement.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti's office prepared a 200-plus page bid book designed to sell the U.S. Olympic Committee on L.A. It was made public for the first time this week. One of the big themes is how, unlike in Massachusetts, there is widespread support in California for hosting the Games, both among the public and politicians. Buried deep inside the book is this sentence: the governor has expressed his support for a state financial guarantee for the Games. When first asked about that line, a governor spokesman said it was inaccurate. He later called to say it was too early to be discussing a state guarantee. Recent Olympics have recorded cost overruns in the billions of dollars, though L.A. Olympics organizers have promised a profitable Games, projecting a $161 million surplus. The L.A. City Council will hold its first public meeting tomorrow to discuss the financial details of the city's bid. For the California Report, I'm Ben Bergman.
Today is decision day for bills in Sacramento that require the state to spend money. Fiscal committees will decide which bills advance to the Assembly and Senate floors and which bills die for the year. Among the most ambitious of those measures would establish a state-sanctioned guest worker program for undocumented farm workers already employed in California. Host Queen Akim spoke with the author of that bill. Assemblymember Luis Alejo, a Democrat from Watsonville, explains why he chose to focus on farm workers.
That's where the greatest need is. We have about 50-75% of our agricultural workers who are estimated to be undocumented in our state. Probably many California residents are unaware, especially if you don't live in a rural area, that right now agricultural farms are struggling in a major way. There's a labor shortage, and those who have the most resources, the largest farms, are able to utilize an H-2A guest worker program to bring in additional workers. But your small farms don't have that option. And so we're trying to design a program that, if we are able to get a delegation of authority from the federal agencies and the Obama administration, then a state like California, the largest agricultural state in the country, would be able to issue work authorization permits, and they're temporary. This would not change their immigration status because only Congress could do that, but they would have relief from deportation under this program we're trying to design.
How does that work? I mean, I guess, can you explain a little bit of this federal delegation of authority as it applies to the bill?
Right. Well, only the federal government has jurisdiction over work authorization. So a state like California or any other state cannot usurp power and say they're going to create their own work permit program. AB 20 will be step one, which would allow our state agencies and our governor to design a program, engage in negotiations. And if we're able to achieve that, then there will be a second bill that will still have to come before the legislature and for final approval by our governor that will implement the deal or the agreement that we're able to reach, hopefully, with our federal government.
You co-authored a similar bill in 2012, and that failed. So I'm curious as to what you think has changed in the state house or in the minds of Californians that would allow this bill to pass this time around.
Yeah, back then, the critics were opposed to this bill because they said this was not the right time, that we should focus our efforts in Washington. We should be pushing our congressional delegations to act in our nation's capital. But here we are 3 years later in the exact same spot. We have not made any progress. So I think that's why this year we've been able to build a lot of bipartisan support on this bill. In fact, it passed the Assembly floor 69-2. And we had Republicans who normally wouldn't support an issue like this. They said this is a right approach, that this seems to be something that they can agree on and that we can make it work here in California.
And what do you think has changed to bring the Republicans around?
Well, I think, first of all, certainly the changing demographics, larger Latino populations within their respective districts, certainly large Latino rural workforce in agriculture in these rural areas all across the state. also the changing public opinion on immigrant workers within our state. I think there's a recognition that most immigrants that are here want to make an honest living, support their families, pay their taxes, and have a better future within our state.
Have you heard of this term, California citizenship? It's this idea that since the federal government hasn't acted on comprehensive immigration reform, in California, we're sort of going it alone and passing a bunch of laws that give undocumented immigrants more and more rights. And so the term is meant to convey that while you can't become a citizen of the United States, you can become a citizen of California. And so I'm wondering, do you think this go-it-alone approach is good for the state in the long run?
So far, I would say yes. What we've been able to do in California over the last, I would say, the last 4 or 5 years, there's been a series of pieces of legislation that really focused on trying to improve the lives of immigrants, whether it was the California Dream Act, whether it was my bill, AB 60, to grant driver's license to millions of undocumented immigrants in our state, the Trust Act, which provides relief from deportation. These are all limited actions. They're things that are within the realm of jurisdictions that state legislators are able to do to improve the lives of immigrants, but they're limited. The real answer lies with Congress, comprehensive immigration reform, because once an undocumented person is able to change their legal status to become lawful permanent residents, these are green card holders, then that addresses probably most of the issues that we're debating in piecemeal here in Sacramento. So for me, these policies that we're implementing are showing, and not based on hypotheticals, but we're looking at the evidence, looking at the data so far, is showing to be a win-win for immigrant families and for California's economy, and even making our roads and highways safer for everyone all across the state.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, August 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of children at risk in California. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Wharton San Francisco, where executives can pursue an MBA immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access Wharton's globally connected network. Learn more at wharton.upenn.edu.